All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget to sign up for the big poker tournament. It is a week from Thursday. Can you believe that? A week from Thursday, we're going to be at the Commerce Casino playing poker with about 400 or 500 listeners. And I believe Jerry Wyshoski is going to play. Gina will be down there. And we'll all be down there at the Commerce Casino. It's on the 5 freeway, just south of the 710, north of the 605. So if you want to play, you got to sign up, though. And signing up is free. Playing is free. The food is free if you're a player. And it's a great night. And the Commerce Casino is going to give away, I believe, up to $6,000 in prizes. So go to our website, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com. And don't forget, there are still tickets left for this Thursday when we all go down to the Avengers game. Look at that. And they take on the Philadelphias, the L.A.'s and the Philadelphias playing in the Staples Center. So come on down to the Avengers game. We're going to be doing a live remote from Staples Center this Thursday from 8 to 11 p.m. All right, it's a little after 9. Everybody knows what that means. News with Robin, man.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news. Yeah.
All right, Robin, man, what's with the news?
So much going on, as you already know. I just want to add a little to the conversation about a presidential hopeful Barack Obama.
All right.
You know that racial tension has flared recently between Senator Obama's reverend and the American voters. Reverend Jeremiah Wright has made extremely controversial comments about how the United States is to be condemned, and Senator Obama is finding himself square in the middle of all this. Here is some audio of Senator Obama defending why he associates himself with the Reverend. 0121.
All right, here we go. Obama today.
Why associate myself with Reverend Wright in the first place, they may ask? Why not join another church? And I confess that if all that I knew of Reverend Wright were the snippets of those sermons that have run in an endless loop on the television sets and YouTube, if Trinity United Church of Christ conformed to the caricatures being peddled by some commentators, there is no doubt that I would react in much the same way.
Yeah, there you go. And he's doing a lot of work, though, to separate himself from those comments.
Well, he's doing his best, and then we have some audio of Obama explaining why he can't disown his pastor at this point.
All right.
0122.
Here we go.
Not once in my conversations with him have I heard him talk about any ethnic group in derogatory terms or treat whites with whom he interacted with anything but courtesy and respect. He contains within him the contradictions, the good and the bad, of the community that he has served diligently for so many years. I can no more disown him than I can disown the black community.
All right. There you go. More on race relations, and this saga continues. Anything else in the news, Rob?
Well, yes, 97.1 morning talk show host Adam Carolla has danced his way onto primetime television.
I saw that.
What did you
think of his
performance? Yeah, it looks
fantastic. Yeah, I thought he was better than Penn from Penn and Teller.
Oh, well,
and I thought maybe not as good as some of the other dancers.
And did you see him do his little dance to Mellow Yellow, I believe?
Yeah, Mellow Yellow. She was wearing the yellow dress, and he had a tux on with a yellow tie. Oh. And I can't imagine how many times during that two-minute dance he was thinking to himself, what the F did I get myself into? What did I say yes to?
Well, he did, in fact, dance last night, I believe, and Mr. Carolla was paired up with the lovely Julianne Hough at On Dancing with the Stars, and he seemed quite perturbed by the low score he received after his dance. Here's some audio of Carolla's not-so-subtle reaction to Carrie and Inaba's scoring. Go ahead and listen closely. A-112.
All right, Carrie and Inaba, man.
Welcome back to Dancing with the Stars. Before the break, Adam and Julianne danced the foxtrot to Mellow Yellow. Let's get their scores.
Will the judges please reveal their scores? Carrie Ann Inaba.
5.
4.
Len Goodman.
Which?
5.
Bruno Tognoli.
5.
Oh.
I have never seen that show until I saw that clip. of Corolla dancing. And that show is exhausting.
Just to watch.
Just to watch it. I mean, just to sit there and have these three people judge your dancing ability. But he did call, did he call her a bitch, or did he just say, ah, bitch, like, what a bitch?
Well, I believe it probably was directed at her, even though I'm sure he wouldn't hesitate to admit that today.
Oh, man. If you listen to it again, you can hear him clearly saying bitch after she gave him a five, but I don't know who that was directed to. Like, you know, if I stub my toe, I go, ah, son of a bitch. But I'm not calling my wife that. She happens to be in the same room.
But if your wife happened to kick you in the shin and you yelled bitch,
what
it
a
might
bitch.
Be
yeah.
referring to
You're
her.
Right. You're right, Robin. She'd be a bitch if she kicked me in the nuts. Here
Welcome
comes.
Back to Dancing with the Stars. Before the break, Adam and Julianne danced the foxtrot to Mellow Yellow. Let's get their scores.
Will the judges please reveal their scores? Carrie Ann Inaba.
Five.
Oh.
Len Goodman.
Bitch.
Bitch. Five.
There it is.
Bruno.
Oh, man. Laid up the big beat.
Well, here's a follow-up reaction from Adam Carolla, reacting to the low score he was given. A113.
All right. From the Carolla show, I imagine, right?
Or oh, no. This was
Dancing
right
with
on
the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Yes.
It's going to give you guys a 15 out of 30. But you know what? Your regular interests include carpentry and boxing. You're out there ballroom dancing, so good for you.
That's
what made
right.
you want to do it?
First, I'm going to box Bruno's head, number one. Number two, good news. You can hit the road and promote the country album early this year. There ain't going to be no three-peat in your future, baby.
Yeah, right. I'm going to work as hard as I can.
You got a 15.
Now,
hold on. Where are my scores? Because if I get 15, then we got 30,
yeah!
baby.
All right. Now,
stupid
I've never,
bitch.
I don't look at this show. Is if you get, do people decide or the judges or who decides whether you stay or go?
Well, I think it's a cumulative score you're given. So the results show will be this week.
And who hosts that show? What is the guy's name? He used to host Hollywood Squares. I can't hear you.
Tom Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron. Hollywood Squares, also America's Funniest Home Videos, and now this show. That guy must be loaded. That Tom Bergeron, huh? You know what I loved about Tom hosting America's Funniest Home Videos is I used to fast forward through all those dumb videos just to get his wraparounds. His jokes between those videos were sensational. I fast forward those stupid videos. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, finally, KLSX is teeming with feuds right now. And the newest one, Tom Likas today invited all the people who hate his show to call in. And who dialed him up but Danny Bonaducci? Here's some audio of this volatile little conversation. B-44.
All right, B-44, Bonaducci calling the Likas show.
I don't know about this. Danny Bonaducci is a hater? We got enough problems at the station with all this poison going back and forth here. What's the deal, Dan?
Tom Likas.
Yes.
Danny Bonaducci. And I would like to claim that I hate you with every fiber of my being.
Really? I had no idea.
Well, that's because it's not true. But being on the Tom Likas show doesn't hurt my career. So, I'd like to say that I hate you with every fiber of my being, and that the millions of women that you demean, I would like to offer my personal sexual...
All right, I think we get it. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, that's what's happening.
All right, Robin with the news, everybody.
In America Mile in Los Angeles, Robin with the news.
All right, folks. Again, don't forget to sign up for that tournament. I just had somebody email me. And they said they couldn't find it. Go to 971freefm.com, and it's listed under the contests page. Contests. Or you can go to conwayandwhitman.com. You can do whatever you want. You can sit at home and not play in it as well. Just sit there at home next Thursday. I'll give a rat's ass what you do. But if you want a good time and you want to play cards, you want some free food if you play in the tournament, come on down to the Commerce Casino. 971freefm.com or conwayandwhitman.com. And sign up, because we're going to be selecting probably about 400 people or so, 400 or 500 people around that area. All right, folks, this Farshad has been on with us before, and we have never had somebody so controversial and yet so talented on our show. But he is he's from Iran. He's Persian. And he is with us. Nice to see you, Farshad.
Chetori.
Yeah, look at you. All right, now you pride yourself as one of the only Persian-American comedian/singers. Is that correct?
Farshad is the number one Persian entertainer in the United States.
Well, that is quite a statement from a guy that nobody knows. All right, now you're at a club down in Irvine, is that right? You perform in Irvine?
We are in Irvine.
In Irvine.
Irvine.
Oh, all right.
We're in Irvine. We're at
it doesn't start with an H. It's just Irvine, right?
Yeah, Irvine. That's right. Some people say it Irvine. We're Irvine. If you're Persian number one, you are saying Irvine.
All right, now you tool. You've been. You're great with the chicks,
the best.
You tool around, and I've seen some of the chicks you get, man. They're not as great as you say, dude. You always say you tool around with tens. I've seen you with a couple of fives and sixes, buddy.
You know, you are being funny guy. You're making the Farshad joke. These girls are number one. Persian girls are the best. Farshad is always with pretty girl.
Do you date white chicks as well?
Of course. Farshad, he's a lover of women. He loves them. They love him. Farshad is number one.
All right. Thank you, fellas. Now, Farshad has brought his band in tonight, and you guys are playing at Haivan Nights?
Farshad's band is playing at the Haivan Nights.
Haivan Nights in Irvine.
It's in Irvine.
And you also do comedy as well, is that right?
Farshad knows to telling a joke. He knows that the women like to laugh.
Yeah.
So Persian jokes, always funny.
Yeah, and they love the fancy car. Look at the jewelry you got rolling.
Farshad knows that the girls love the BMW 850. That's the number one BMW. Farshad's is number. It's waxed, nice, number one car.
All right, and you also do comedy. You had some comedy. You wrote some jokes about your father. Is that right? Now, do you do them in English or you do them in
No, Farshad does in Persian, not English. Yeah, with Persian, we do it in Persian.
Persian.
Yeah.
All right. Can you give us the joke in English first, and then give us the joke in Persian?
Okay, you want the joke in the English?
Well, let's go English. Persian first.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This Armenian guy goes home to his father and says, "Could I have the $20? The father says, "$10? What do you need the $5 for?"
Ah, okay, wow. And how does that sound in Persian?
Parazan heri manju, ajeri dembeni. Abi, kam rang rang porjele suriti khabud.
All right, well, congratulations, dude. All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, this is the band that's here with Farshad here. Farshad, quite the ladies man, and he travels around with a three-piece band. What are the fellow's names in the band?
Number one here on the accordion is Greggy Fredun.
Hey, Greggy Fredun, how are you, sir?
Pitos Peter. Pitos is playing the clarinet.
I play clarinet.
Yes.
And George the Sloan.
And what do you play, George?
I play the dumbag.
The doombag is the
drum.
Ah, the doombag. All right. All right, and you guys get quite a crowd down there, the four of you, huh?
Oh, nothing. Only all the best chicks in the Orange County.
You stole it from Steckler, right? Steckler used to say it. Oh, nothing. Yeah. And that's where you got it from, right?
Oh, nothing. A little bit. The chicks coming from Beverly Hills, from Irvine, from the Carona Del Mar.
Right. And can I give you just a small tip here?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Your mustache shouldn't come into a room 2 minutes before you do.
Persian men have the best mustache.
It's huge, though, dude.
But the women see it. They go, "That guy is Persian number one, not ugly guy."
And you got crap in there or something. What did you eat today?
I had some taco, but you are you are idiot for thinking that the mustache is not. It's manly. It's number one.
It's number one. All right. Now, and what'd you call it in Persia? You call it a flavor saver?
I heard that. Read it in the bathroom. Flavor saver.
All right. All right, now, what business are you in? You really don't define what business you're in.
Oh, yeah, you know, Farshad family, we're in the import, export,
what
you
do
know.
You import?
Well, you know, we like to bring stuff into country, selling lots of Middle Eastern, you know, things for the people. They love it.
And you have your own store? You just, you sell it to, what do you do with this?
Well,
crap?
We have carts, you know. On the street, and we have a store. We have a building that's, 85,000 square feet in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty big in Beverly Hills.
Number one.
All right, now, you also sing down in Irvine, right? Irvine.
Yeah, Farshad is singer. Farshad's mother say, Farshad, you're a singer, go sing. Drive the women crazy. Marry Persian girl. So we're singing.
Would you marry a white chick? Would your mom let you do that?
No.
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 Persian.
Number one.
Number one.
Not Armenian, not Afghani. It's got to be 100% Persian.
All right. All right. Hivon Nights down in Irvine. And what are you going to sing first for us here?
I think number one song going to do Auto Vai Vai.
Auto Vai Vai?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
All right. Here's and what is Auto Vai Vai about?
It's about being excited for the love of a woman.
Oh, all right. Well, you nobody to sing Love of a Woman like you.
Well, Farshad.
What's the name of the song?
Aravai.
Aravai. All right. Dude, this guy, and the reason why we have him on, he has been written up in local newspapers as the Persian Frank Sinatra. So this guy not only does comedy, but people compare him to Frank Sinatra.
People say, you know, Farshad.
What do they call you, the brown eye Sinatra?
Brown Sinatra with the... They call me Mustache Sinatra in Raj. Raj is in Persia. They
wow.
say, oh, that's the Mustache Sinatra. Look at that guy. He is number one.
All right, here's Farshad. You can see him at Hivon Nights down in Irvine. All right, here we go. For the love of woman, here we go.
Օրելինես իմ սիրելի դու իմ զրուրես Սևուկ սիրունես ծաղի կադարես Օրելինամ ինչ կսեմ չեմ հաշիրարա Լեցքի դուղուրի լացք ու լամերես Սիրում եմ կեսիմ եմ սիրելի էշեմ ես Ես կարում արես լացք ու ռիմներես Սիրում կեսիմ սիրում իզմ ինչ կխոսիմ ես Արա վայ վայ Vai, 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 ara vai, 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 ara vai, 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 ara vai, 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 vai.
Whoa, congratulations, man. You want to see these guys, Hivon Nights.
Baby.
All right, now that turns women on, huh?
You know, the girls are calling the Farshad all the time. Farshad, can we go on a date? Can we go Daria? Can we go Shamshiri? Please, can we get Kubi Day? Can we get the yogurt dip? I say, you get the yogurt dip and the hummus, anything you want. Farshad says you're number one.
All right. Then let's ask Gina Grad here. What do you think about it? Does it turn you on?
Does it turn me on?
Yeah.
It's not really my vibe.
Not your vibe,
yeah.
Huh? You said the cologne in here gave you a headache?
No, my eyes are stinging right now.
Yeah. Somebody's got something. What are you wearing?
Farshad wears the Drakkar. He's always...
Yeah, it smells like 7th grade in there, Tim.
I don't know 7th grade. Farshad never went to school. He was selling the ice cream in Tehran.
It smells like 7th grade in here.
Gina, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
You murder? Are you murder? Are you Persian?
Excuse me?
Are you Persian?
No, I'm Jewish, but I'm not Persian.
Uh-oh.
Persian Jews, number
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah. You like
number
them,
one.
Huh? Oh, boom.
Farshad, are you Jewish?
Farshad is 100% Jewish.
Is that right?
Oh, come on.
I didn't know that.
Oh, nothing.
I didn't know. Honestly,
look at my necklace. What do you think this is?
Oh, wow. Yeah, a big star there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, nothing.
Wow. I didn't know you were Jewish. All right. Farshad is with us. First generation American, second, where were you born?
Farshad was born in Persia.
What part of Persia?
Oh, nothing. Raj.
Where?
Raj.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, no. It's just... It's a little village. It's number one.
It's number one. All right. Everything's number one. You're like the Persian Donald Trump, but everything's number one. All right. And you're looking for a good Persian girl as well. So if you want to meet Farshad, go down to Hivon Nights in Irvine, right? It's in Irvine.
Oh,
right?
It's in Irvine, yeah.
Yeah. All right, you want to sing another before we go to a break here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, here's the brown.
I have a really good love song. We come back, we sing one more song?
Yeah, we'll sing with
okay,
more
we
want
to do that beautiful love song?
Okay. All right, here it is, Farshad. Persian Frank Sinatra. And Gina Grad so far, not really turned on, says it smells like seventh grade in here.
This is like...
All right, here are the phone numbers. You like to talk to Farshad. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. Farshad, number one in Irvine.
You know, Farshad, they say, is like Persian Barry White.
All right, we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Here we go.
Farshad loves the women. Honey, I love you. What you're doing there? Do you want a drink? You can have straight. You can have the best vodka. You don't get the well. I love you. We're going to get table service. And honey, you're going to come home with me and I love you. And I have just one thing to say to you, honey. Ovtun kereti.
Jesus Christ.
Inchu malitar. Sirdis kaniku. Inchu imatar. Miangazit. Yes, kesiruti.
What's his name again?
Farshad.
Estunanera.
I have no idea what
you're saying. Davajanansin!
It's Conway and Whitman.
Back up.
Conway and Whitman.
Put your hand together on your feet.
On 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Are you Persian?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And, you know, this is Los Angeles, home of many, many cultures. And we like to, you know, turn you on to some of the best music, the best comedy, and the best performers in town. And this one happens to be Persian. His name is Farshad. Nice to see you, young man.
Hello.
And he is performing at Hivon Nights in Irvine. If you could not breathe like that in the mic, that'd be great.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Jeez, it does smell like drug car over here, huh? All right. Anyway, he sings with his band here. And you do weddings as well?
Farshad and his band do lots of weddings. They love this Persian band. We're kicking butts everywhere.
You were telling Gina, and I don't know how this came up in the hallway, that you were actually, your doctor cured you of a radical herpes?
Oh, this guy's number one doctor. One doctor, this guy, white guy, says, you have the herpes, Farshad. You are in trouble. You are in busted no more. That guy's crazy. I go to Persian doctor, and that guy checks me out. He gives me a little bit this shot, peel, rubbing, no more. Herpes gone. Farshad is number one again. Never,
wow.
Never.
All right. Now, for a guy who's been cured of it, I mean, I can actually see it through your mustache.
Oh, that's an ingrown hair. Persians get the ingrown hair sometime. You never know. That's not... What? Oh, I don't understand. Conway, are you wrong or something? What's the matter?
I don't know, dude. Did you bite like a lit match or something?
I think so. Yeah, that's happening. That's right. I forgot. Farshad,
everybody.
He bit the lich. Match.
Rory in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1. You're on Farshad.
Hey, Conway.
Hey.
I told Gina I'd give her $10, but I'll up it to $20 if you guys will just shut off the mics when this guy sings.
Give me a 50, it's a deal.
Okay, no problem.
Right. Rory?
Tony and Encino, you're on 97.1.
He is from Riverside. He's not to Huntington Beach.
Hey, Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, man, this is for Greg, Peter, and George. This is your guy, Tony, a.k.a. Gideon.
Hey, what's up, Gideon? What's up, Tony?
Talk. But let the band play. Stop this Farshad guy, man.
All right.
Pozu.
All right. You guys got another song for us? This is Farshad. He performs at Hivon Nights in Irvine, right?
Caron?
Yeah. All right. While the band gets ready, let's talk to Stephanie in L.A. Stephanie, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. think it's very rude about how you're disrespecting Jews and you're giving us a bad name because you're not a Jew.
Are you Persian?
Yes, I am Persian, and Persians don't talk like that.
Well, wait, are you saying he's not Persian?
No, I am saying, well, he might be. He's making fun of us.
This Farshad is...
Are you Persian?
And you're very disrespectful for doing that.
Uh-oh. Now, are you 21 years old? Are you a single woman?
No, I'm not single, and yes, I'm 21 years old.
But you would never date anybody like Farshad?
No, I would not. No, not someone that would disrespect me and my culture like that.
Yeah. Hey, babe, what's with the anger, man? You're only 21. You should save something for your 40s.
What?
You should save something for your 40s or 50s.
Don't worry, I have.
Okay. You have plenty of it for your 40s, huh? All right, baby.
This
thanks.
It's not a match.
Before we get back into Farshad, a quick note for 21-year-old women in this city or in Southern California. Nothing ages a woman like anger. So if you're going to be that angry at 21, man, watch the F out, because I can't imagine. It accelerates later on in life.
Look at my mother.
Yeah, your mother's angry as hell. All right, let's talk to Susan. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, baby?
Hey, I think you just sound so hot, Farshad.
Oh,
I just love to go out with you. And I bet you're sweaty. Are you sweaty?
Well, a real man always sweat. Farshad,
I knew it.
Farshad is working right now, so he's sweating. He is number one. Are you Persia?
Of course.
Oh, you're number one.
Hey, Susan,
let
me ask you if this turns you on, all right?
Uh-huh.
Farshad's wearing a tank top. And his chest hairs have actually grown through it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's new style. It's the new style coming out. You'll find it at Beverly Center, Fashion Island.
Fashion Island down in Irvine?
South
or
Coast
Newport
Plaza.
Beach?
The Newport Beach.
Dude, that's hot.
Corona del Mar.
Where?
Corona del Mar.
Ah, yes. Corona
del Mar. I mean, does Farshad look good or not?
You do look fantastic. Yeah. All right. A little music for Farshad. All right, Farshad, are you going to sing something here for us? Farshad, by the way, playing at Hi-Fi Nights down in Irvine, has been called the brown-eyed Frank Sinatra.
Mustache Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. And you can hear this any weekends down at Hi-Fi Nights. Here we go. What song is this?
Karun.
Karun. And what's Karun about?
A bridge in Persia.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Sounds very romantic. Here we go.
Լեզուրին հավացի մարեա, արցունքների լեպսակ սև աչկերի, չար լեզուն են հավացի մյարե, արցունքների լեպսեք սև աչկերի, ես աչկերի վատպոն պաժուն էրենամ, ոզումերի հերենա ու մորանա, ես աչկարի շատ պոչ պանին հերանամ, Ozum eyi heren amoralna Hey! Karuna karun karune Sirune 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 Edkov sevshun achkerov Yashan itzdu barvino Karuna karun karune Sirune 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 Edkov sevshun achkerov Yashan itzdan torinto Edkot sirit molor vatskun odunem Polor kisher artsuknerov davichnem Et konsiret molor ich gehosim ima Hayren ov gehosin kev davechnam Yarjan itman mirerani sirunem Atsnon keren garzum enatir gozem Yarjan itmit hera miran sirunem Atsnon geri garzum entar godurem
All right.
Garun, garun, garun,
I have no idea what you say.
What is this, the Stairway to Heaven of Persian music? All right, man. Farshad at Hi-Fi Nights down in Irvine.
Are you Persian?
Yes. Look at you. Mark in Ontario, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I was just wondering if tomorrow night maybe we could get Yakov Smirnoff on. Maybe that would be good.
If he's around. Okay. You have a connection?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think he's got like a show.
All right, get out of here, you jackass. Ollie in Hawthorne, you're on 97.1.
Uh-oh.
Ollie.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? Who's this guy's name?
Farshad.
Hi, Ali. How are you?
Well, tell Farshad that, you know, he's a phony. Persians don't talk like that. If he's saying he's Iranian, he's not Iranian.
But what is he?
If he's saying he's a Jew, he's not singing Jewish. He's singing Armenian.
Are you kidding?
Armenians are the phoniest, filthiest people in the world.
I agree.
The country's been split into four or five pieces. I don't know why this guy.
This guy's so Persian.
He's a funny guy.
I like
he's
this
not
guy.
Even funny.
All right, man. All right. Thanks for your two cents there. James in Arcadia, you're on 97.1. Hey. There he goes.
Hello.
How about this? Scott and Laverne, you're on the air.
Hey, Farshad, you're an effing idiot with an H. You're like the Persian Bonaducci.
Scott, where are you from? Are you Persian?
Oh, he's a idiot.
Hell no, man.
Where are you from?
Wherever you're not from.
Oh, you're from Norco. That's cool.
All right, Babu.
We need to go
Listen.
To break!
This Farshad is a... the only reason they had him on, we read online in a lot of magazines that they call him the brown-eyed Frank Sinatra. And I'm not sure which Frank Sinatra they were talking about.
Are you serious? Yes. There's only one.
All right. All right. Farshad's with us from Hive on Nights. Fellas, can you play us to a commercial break? It's Conway and Whitman. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, zap, zap, hi.
Hey,
hi-o. Open sesame. Long Beach. Oh, nothing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM, turning on to all cultures here in this big melting pot that we call Southern California. And Farshad is with us from Hive on Nights. He sings down there with the band in Irvine. And
I want to thank Gideon,
right.
Our manager, lawyer.
He's got that gig, huh?
He's number one.
Crazy Gideon?
No, Gideon.
All right, Alan in Newport Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hello, hey. Hello. This is Alan.
Hi, Alan.
I want to give big shout-out to my Persian brother, Farshad. Every Thursday, we go to Club Temptation in Irvine. We have a great time. I want to say I love you guys, Greggy, Georgie, Bethic.
This guy,
I love what you're doing.
He's nice guy, Alan.
This guy. Oh, you know him, huh?
Number one.
Is the Persian number community one. Pretty tight? You guys all know one another?
Or I know. Everybody knows each other.
Is that right?
Persian people are the best.
Where's the big Persian area in Southern California?
Irvine. Beverly Hill.
Encino.
And the Westwood.
Westwood?
Oh, yeah. Encino.
All right. Let's talk to Chris in Santa Ana. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hi.
Tell these idiots to get the F out of the studio, oh, yeah? They're boring.
Chris, are you Persia?
No, I'm not Persia.
Are you white? You black? Hispanic?
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
I'm a loyal listener and these idiots are killing me. Come on. Look at Brian.
Then I listen to another station.
Well,
are you listening to radio right now?
Yeah.
Turn on KFI. What's on KFI?
All right.
What are they doing over there?
Okay.
Nah, see? Sons of bitches. They have to listen to the station.
Farshad, I have...
it's the only station, having Farshad on
Farshad
tonight.
Does, you know... Farshad, he does voices, you know. I can do, impressions, and if you want me...
You do impressions?
Yeah.
What do you do?
But I don't want to do it tonight. No, not
come
tonight.
Come on.
No, no,
oh, come on. Come no. on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, oh, only one. This is Farshad. This is Farshad doing the Christopher Walken.
All right, here we go. Christopher Walken.
Your father is... told me to hold this watch in my, you know, for the 5 year. Your number one son, I'm giving best. Your number one.
Jesus Christ. And that's the act down at Hyvon Nights, huh?
Ah, that one give me the chills a little bit. Daniel Farshad is in it, man. Action hero.
Oh, Bubbo. All right, let's talk to, how about Michael? You're on 97.1 Free FM. Farshad's with us.
Hi, guys. How are you? Right. I love you guys.
Hi, Michael. Thanks.
I just wanted to find out, who is this Farshad guy? I'm a Persian myself. I'm half Persian, half Israeli, but I want to find out, who is this Farshad guy?
Well, you want to talk to him in Persian?
What?
Yeah.
و بنی بدی زندم فرسادم پارندی
و بله اسم شما چی هست اصلا
نه کامران که صورت کبود انزار چای میخوری
اصلا شما بلد این فارسی هست بزنی
Now, what did you guys say? The blue pens and the fried chicken?
Nah, he's saying, hey, Farshad, do I know you? Because you're sounding familiar. I said...
Did he call you a stud in there? I thought I heard...
Oh, nothing. He did.
Woman's man. All right, buddy, you're the best. Arby's calling from Hollywood. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Arby!
Hey, Farshad, how you doing, bro?
Love. I mean, I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, bro, I just want to tell you, you're doing a good job. And for those haters, bro, screw those people. Armenians are not the filthiest people in the world.
I have a feeling that was not terrible. Jesus Christ. All right, we got to get out of here.
Take
us out with a song. What do you got? And you can see these guys at Hyvon Nights.
HosharianBrothers.com.
Oh, yeah. What is it? HosharianBrothers.com. All right.
This band is number one. All right. Hanina, thank you, everybody. We love you. You are number one. And let's start music.
Well, what is this song you're playing out with?
Hanina.
Hanina. And what is that about?
Sun and the moon.
Sun and the moon.
Sure.
Hanina.
Sasnon kelnega baragzu, hani nani nani na, hani na yesu du, yan gnunen hulahu, hani nani nani na, hani na vara yes, nandigadinen hsm, hani nani nani na, hani na yesu du, yeser geren çemkidem, hani nani nani na, inç harmare yesu du, Nina, Nina, ha, Nina, 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 ha, Nina, yesu du. Ha, Nina, 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 ha, Nina, 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 inşmaya yesu du. Ha, Nina, 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 ha, Nina, yesu du. Yanıga nünnen hula hu. Ha, Nina, 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 inşarmaren yesu du.
All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Are you Persian?
Thanks, Farshad.